Keeping the lights on across the country requires a big workforce. Power utilities employ some 400,000 people in the U.S. A yet-to-be-published study finds that about half of the country's utility workers will be eligible to retire in the next 5 years. That kind of turnover is unprecedented in the power business, and experts say utilities need to start hiring a lot of people very quickly. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At a power utility training yard outside Boston, several community college students are up 20 feet in the air on telephone poles. They are learning to climb the poles using spikes on their boots. Instructor Michael Mills is up in a bucket truck, leaning out over the edge of the bucket to help student Adam Rodriguez position himself on the wooden pole.
No, am I pulling myself into the pole?
Yeah,
with this
you want to grab just the one.
There you go. Now you slide this device here back. I want that thing. Now you want to just open it up. Open it up and then pull it back on.
The students are training to be so-called overhead linemen, the workers who go up on telephone poles like these to repair wires when they get knocked down. It's a tough job even in good weather, but instructor Michael Mills says in a rainstorm it can get pretty hairy, with branches whipping around while you're holding onto a wire that's live with 13,000 volts of electricity.
You can feel it, and it's all the hair on your body stands up, and you can sometimes you get a little snapping off the side of your rain gear on your face because you're grabbing onto it and you're soaking wet, so it's sending a little charge through you. It's like a static shock, but it's continuous the whole time you're holding onto it.
Mills says as long as you don't touch the wrong thing, you'll be okay. But it's dangerous work, and it takes several years to train a new overhead line worker. That's a problem for a lot of power utilities across the country because their most experienced people are about to start leaving in droves. Mike Ashworth is a researcher at Carnegie Mellon University who surveyed the power utilities that employ 90% of utility workers in the country. He found that half of those workers will reach retirement age in just the next 5 years. That's some 200,000 workers getting ready to retire.
That level of turnover is a potentially disruptive thing.
Ashworth says the power utility workforce, with an average age of nearly 50 years old, is the oldest of any industry in the country. Ashworth says that's in part because as deregulation took effect over the past 15 years, many power companies downsized their workforces by more than 20%. These workers often stay in their jobs for a long time, so not many younger workers have been hired. Tim Manning is a senior vice president of human resources for the NSTAR Power Company, which provides electricity to much of Massachusetts.
It's a utility industry dilemma, and it's not only in terms of skilled trades, but also in the engineering area. And so all of us in this industry are trying to grapple with resource planning around these skilled positions.
An official with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C., says he thinks most power utilities are not moving quickly enough to face the problem. He says the utilities are delaying the hiring they know they'll have to do because they don't want to spend the money, and that could hurt reliability. For his part, Manning says NSTAR has been gearing up to run more so-called line schools and other programs to recruit and train workers. But he says especially for the more difficult and dangerous jobs, it's tough to find people capable of doing the work.
There you go, Javier. There you go. That wasn't bad.
Back at the NSTAR utility training yard, 24-year-old Javier Perez is up on a telephone pole with the spikes on his boots dug into the wood, which he's finding is pretty tough on his knees.
My knees are killing me right now. I feel like my knees are about to break in half.
An experienced lineman can make upwards of $100,000 a year with overtime, so a lot of people think they want to do the job. Some 100 applicants applied to be in this class through the local Bunker Hill Community College. After screening for drug use and math and writing skills, the class shrunk to around 30 people, and after 2 weeks of climbing telephone poles, it shrunk down to just these 8 students. Even for the guys who've made it through so far, such as George Mello, being up 30 or 40 feet on a pole with just a belt and spikes and no safety cable to catch you is scary.
When you're up top, I guess you just try not to think about how high you are.
Mello is a stocky, tough-looking 31-year-old who's worked in construction. He remembers his first time up the pole, the instructors kept shouting at him to keep his legs straight.
I don't know if I was just fatigued or nervous. My knees were buckling. It was like exaggerated knees shaking, you know? Nervous, I guess, but I had a problem keeping my legs locked. And in this profession, or especially pole climbing, you have to keep your legs locked, because if you don't, to go down.
With such a long and difficult training process, NSTAR officials say it's going to be a challenge to fill all the jobs that will open up in the next few years. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.